Hey, Channel 10, we are here at the CES 2008 Windows Pavilion. In here is all the latest Windows Vista gadgets, all the latest PCs, all the latest certified devices. We're going to look at some of the scenarios around your music, your memories, productivity. Let's go check it all out. Okay, I'm here with Brian. We're in the TV and movie section of the Windows Pavilion. We're going to check out the new extenders and what's new in the kind of TV and movie space. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, man. So what's new?
This is one of the new home theater PCs. It's called Imagine PC, and it's a 7-inch touchscreen, cool home theater PC. What we're doing today is actually taking the concept from here and actually extending it onto this TV here. So we've got a whole bunch of different extenders. Now we have 8 different extenders.
Right.
At the keynote yesterday, we actually announced Samsung as being one of our extender partners.
Okay.
So what this is a Samsung TV. This is a backpack device that actually connects to the back via HDMI.
So that's really small.
The back. It's tiny. It's tiny. And it's going to be available later this year.
So the whole idea is the extender takes the data from your media center, in this case the HTPC over
right.
there, and then just broadcasts it to another TV in the house.
You can connect to your Samsung TV. So there's also these other standalone devices. This one's connected to a D-Link one here that's available to order from D-Link this month. This is the Nivius one for the Cydia channel, and these are other standalone ones. This is the Linksys one, available for $249, I believe, at Dell starting today.
Great. So the cool thing about extenders is that basically you have one PC which manages and stores all your media, has your
right.
TV tuner cards, but you can extend that experience to multiple
right.
TVs.
You can extend up to HD. You can extend HD content, right? So say you have an Ochre box that you have HD content, and you can actually extend that to 5 different rooms in the house, 5 different extenders. So it's very cool. You can have, you know, your computer in your office, and you can have it extend to all the different rooms in your house.
Okay, what else is new? What else can you show us?
So this is the MediaSmart TV from HP. This one's got the built-in media center.
Built into the TV.
Built into the TV. The firmware upgrade is going to come this month, or in the next couple months. And this is the new HP Media Center extender. If you have a different brand, you can buy this one, but you can also get the MediaSmart that actually has it built in.
So does that mean it's basically like a laptop, you know, built into the back of the TV? How does that work?
This just has a built-in extender. It just takes the extender technology and builds it back in, right in there.
Very cool.
This right here is it's the Pavilion DV9500 laptop. I'm running WebGuide on it, and what WebGuide is, it is a plug-in for Media Center that actually allows you to access your Media Center content from any connected device.
Yeah, we've seen some demos of that on Channel 10. Very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool stuff. So, you know, that's what we're showing here.
One last
thing I want to show you.
Yep.
Internet TV. So this actually is in beta right now. We announced it at Digital Life in September. So if you have a Media Center PC, it should show up right there. U.S. only right now. So you can get all types of content. We have hundreds of hours of content that are available for free. No tuner needed. All ad supported. And we have really cool stuff on there. So right now you can actually get Bill Gates' keynote on there.
That was very funny. That's very cool.
Yeah, so you can actually stream that. You can actually see news. You can get movie trailers and stuff.
Is this high definition content?
It is not HD content. But
perhaps one day.
Perhaps one day.
Okay,
not
cool.
Right now. It's all streaming content.
All right, Brian, thanks very much from the TV and movie section of the Windows Pavilion. Okay, we're in the digital memory section of the Windows Pavilion. I'm here with JP. We're going to have a look at the way that your photos now can flow from your camera to your Vista PC and also up to live spaces and down to some of the digital photo frames. JP?
Hi, pleased to meet you.
Let's have a look. What are we doing here?
So from our perspective, we've developed Windows Live Photo Gallery to make it super easy for consumers to not only find their best pictures, but manage them and put them up to spaces and share them with friends and family and things of that nature. So the capability that we have here now is we've got a couple of cool things that make it super easy to find your pictures. You'll see that most people know approximately when they took a picture, so you can find your picture by date.
By date, good.
Or you can look at all the pictures again, and you can type in a simple keyword. So I'll type in Serena, and it comes up with the pictures of Serena. Now, for the purposes of sharing these, say, with my grandma, what I can do is I can sort these by rating, and I can go and find the best ones. And now, all of a sudden, with a couple of clicks, I've found my best pictures of my daughter Serena. Now I can do various things with them. So I can hit email, and then it will automatically do a well-formatted email that looks very beautiful, and my grandma can look at the email and things of that nature.
Now, you added the Serena tag to the photos, right?
I did add the Serena tag to the photos.
That's how you found them. Okay, cool.
Yeah. But also I can, you know, print these. So one cool capability that we have is the ability to order prints. And you'd think, you know, typically when you order prints, you go and pick them up yourself and you go and pick them up at the Walgreens or things of that nature.
Yep.
One of the things that we're finding people do quite often is they order prints and go and send them to their grandma across the country. So you can actually print at a Walgreens across the country and then call your grandma and tell her to come pick them up. Or even to the UK or to like to different countries
cool.
as well.
Cool, so international support for
international
other printing,
support as well.
That's great.
So that's one thing that's kind of cool. The new thing, you know, emailing is the main way that people share their pictures.
Sure.
But the new way that people are sharing their pictures is through the internet. And so here, when you say publish on Windows Live Spaces, just with a couple of clicks, you'll publish those pictures up to the internet. And it's super easy. You get them up to the net. The cool thing about Windows Live is that once the pictures are up on the net, now it's very, very easy to get those pictures and stream them down anywhere across the planet. An example of that is there's a digital picture frame that we have where you can take the digital picture frame, point it to those pictures that are up in the cloud, and then automatically have those pictures come down and be viewed on that frame. So the scenario there is that I've given my parents a picture frame for Christmas, and I just, you know, have them look at pictures of my two daughters or whatever, and then I just always update that in the cloud, and their frame is always updated.
And the frame, is it Wi-Fi or Ethernet? How's it connect to the Internet?
The frame is Wi-Fi,
oh, that's
so it's
cool.
a really easy configuration
anywhere in the house,
setup.
Need for
anywhere
a cable.
In the house, yep. And it just has the one power cable, and then you can put it anywhere in the house.
And it connects up to Windows Live Spaces and pulls down either a tag or a group of photos or a single photo. How does it do that?
It essentially is a folder. So you look at these, you would tell it to go and look at a folder, to listen to a folder. And then it would pull down all the pictures that are in that folder. So these are the pictures here, the Las Vegas ones. And you'll see that there's, I think, 19 pictures that are in that. So there's 19 pictures that are coming down in the frame. Very easy, very seamless. If I add any new pictures to this folder, they'll automatically show up in my mom's house.
That's fantastic. And this is available right now.
It's available now for $179 for the 8-inch.
And I believe we also support publishing to other photo services as well.
So here also in the Windows Live Photo Gallery, you can go to Flickr today.
Okay.
And you hit publish on Flickr. And then it allows you to type in your credentials, and then the pictures will automatically share in Flickr. So Flickr is a very popular photo sharing platform today. We wanted to make sure that we had an open platform to be able to publish not only to Windows Live Spaces, but to other places. And that's one that we've gotten a lot of good feedback
that's
on.
That's great. With Windows Live Spaces, obviously the digital photo frame from Samsung, which is great.
Yep. Thank you.
JP, thanks very much.
Thank you.
So that was a quick look at some of the new scenarios, the new products here in the Windows Pavilion. We checked out the really cool new Samsung photo frame, pulls photos from Windows Live Spaces, the new extenders. It's all very cool. More information, windows.com. Check you later.